Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the forgiveness, life, and salvation that You have poured out to us in the waters of holy baptism, earned by the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we live day to day in this sin-filled world, it is so easy to become apathetic, pessimistic, cynical. Heavenly Father, we need Your word of encouragement. We need Your word of hope. We need Your word of forgiveness. Heavenly Father, teach us today that You are with us always, even to the end of the age. And keep us safe until that day when we see You face to face in the mansions of heaven. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Amen. Hymn 818.
Service setting number one, page 151. Page 151, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together, printed on your bulletin insert. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson comes from the first epistle of St. Peter, the second chapter. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse. Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, a little while and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. And because I am going to the Father. So they were saying, what does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, a little while and you will not see me, and again, a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to your Lord.
You may be seated for our hymn of the day, number 484. 484.
Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. A little while and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while and you will see me. When Jesus spoke these words, the disciples had no idea what he was saying. And this was in spite of the fact that as he accompanied them from town to town, he spoke very clearly about the Son of Man and all that he would endure, how he would be handed over to the Gentiles, be crucified, die, be buried, and on the third day rise again. Despite all of that, they did not understand. How can this be? Hadn't Jesus spoken plain words to them? They did not now understand, but they soon would. For the time of a little while would come upon them just as surely as labor pains come upon an expectant mother. They could not escape the time of a little while. But the good news is it would only be for a little while. For the time of a little while is a time of suffering. A time of suffering that the disciples themselves would endure. And this phrase, a little while, we ought to have in mind three distinct times of suffering with three distinct people or groups. The first of whom is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. For in a little while, just after this text that we heard for this Sunday from the Gospel, Jesus would in fact be handed over to the hands of sinful men. And in that time, when Judas marched forth with the Roman soldiers who would treat our Lord shamefully, His work, which had been promised from the very beginning, indeed foreknown from the foundation of the world, would begin and last for a little while. But a little while for our Lord seemed as an eternity. For indeed, it is the eternal damnation which you all have inherited and deserved that Jesus suffered for a little while. For as He hung upon the cross, He was forsaken by the Father. But as He hung there, suffering eternal hell, it would only be a matter of hours before He breathed out His last and gave up His spirit. His time of a little while has been endured. It came to an end. It is finished, as He said. But even as His time of a little while was taking place, the time of a little while for the second group was also taking place. For the disciples no longer see their Lord. Why? Because they all ran away. They all, like sheep, fled, each to his own way. They fled because they were afraid. They fled because they knew that to stay with Jesus meant certain suffering, even death. And though it would only last for a little while, a little was too long. But it wouldn't matter. They had escaped the hands of the Roman soldiers, to be sure, who took their Lord away, but they would not escape the pangs of conscience. They would not escape the guilt and the shame that they felt for acting with such cowardice. For they had all pledged their faithfulness to Jesus. Even if we have to die with Him, we will never deny Him. And oh, how that declaration must have been ringing in their ears. But it was only for a little while. But even these pangs of conscience, being cut to the heart by the law, having sorrow over sin, often feels like an eternity. Because the fear that is produced by the law fears rightly the wrath of God against sin. So the pangs of conscience seem to last longer than a little while. Thus the psalmist prays, "Remember not the sins of my youth." Why? Because in our youth, we're reckless and stupid. We don't consider the repercussions or the guilt that will accompany sins that we've committed in the past. And so here we have the youthful disciples who in a spirited zeal all pledged their faithfulness to Jesus. And you know what? They actually meant it. But their adolescent zeal would not be enough to carry them through the fear that had gripped them. So for a little while, now they ceased to see their Lord, which happened in two ways. Quite literally, they could not see Him because they ran for the hills and He was taken away. But they also could not see that in the little while of Jesus' suffering, in His betrayal, in His false indictment, in His flogging, and in His crucifixion, this time of a little while meant for them and for the whole world their eternal comfort and rescue from sin, death, the world, and the power of the devil. For a little while, though, the disciples had great sorrow, lamentation, and weeping, even as the world was rejoicing over them. But the world's joy was waning, even as the sorrow, lamentation, and the weeping of the disciples was waning, for in a little while, Jesus would rise again from the dead, and He would come into their presence to speak to them a word of peace, and to show them His pierced hands and side. Take heart. Fear not. I have overcome the world. But again, for a little while, the Lord would be visibly absent from them and from all of you. For when Jesus says, a little while and you will see me no longer, He has in mind both His rest in the tomb, but also His ascension into heaven. So from the 40th day of Easter unto the consummation of the age, you do not see your Lord visibly. So you all and the entire Church of Christ are the third group who no longer see their Lord for this little while, but in a little while you will see Him again. Only this little while has been going on for 2,000 years. And it certainly seems like an eternity. So the church prays quite appropriately, Amen, come Lord Jesus. But for now, the world rejoices over you. Rejoices over the church, even as she continues in repentant faith and prayer, beseeching the return of her Lord. The world rejoices and mocks the gospel narrative that the church proclaims, that your God has taken on your flesh and blood, that He has suffered all things for your good, that He lived a perfect life for you under the law, that He was given over to suffer for a little while and die for your sin. And to that the world says, what is sin? They say this as they continue their wayward path of destruction. What is sin and why do I need to be forgiven of it? Put this fairy tale away. It's silly. We need to move on. Welcome to the real world. But the world does more than that. That's their greatest offense. But they also pile scorn on those who would live godly lives in Christ Jesus. For you have the certain promise that to do so means persecution from the world. So they laugh at chastity and purity and modesty, calling these things relics of a bygone and old-fashioned age. And what's worse, they brought many a young people along with them, clutching them with their immodest and perverse grip. The world rejoices over the church as it celebrates homosexual marriage, which is really no marriage at all. And what's worse, the world has convinced many a Christian to go along with this opinion, and many church bodies the same. The world encourages a young boy to play on a girl's soccer team and change in a girl's locker room because he suffers from what is now called gender dysphoria. And they laud and praise that kind of child abuse as an achievement. And what's worse, many a Christian, many churches go along with this opinion. The world cheers and delights from the sideline of a sporting event that is being done on Sunday morning or Wednesday night, and they delight all the more when your kids are on the field or on the court instead of having their rear ends in the pew, hearing God's Word, receiving God's gifts. There is no fear of God before their eyes. The world has been called by the siren. Peace, peace. And there is no peace. There is no peace because they have thrust from them the eternal joy that Christ has earned in His suffering and death. his little while and his resurrection. He has overcome the enemies of this world, but the world and certain Christians would rather hobble along with these defeated foes than join the faithful in the freedom that Christ has earned for them, in the unbound chains that Christ has offered to each and every one of you. Now, to some, these attacks of the world might seem quite innocent. And that's precisely the reason why they are taking hold in the church. Many people who call themselves Christians and many church bodies who have the audacity to claim that they belong to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church go along with the world's opinion. And they become just like the world. And they do so because they're afraid. They fear the scorn. They fear the shame, even though it lasts for a little while. So be warned. For the time of a little while really is a double-edged sword. It cuts both ways. For those who have conformed to the world, who are pleased with the fact that they made it on the church directory but never come and receive the Lord's gifts, who have their children confirmed but never return, and in fact deprive their children of what they need, who delight and rejoice along with the world in their revelry, who despise the Lord's gifts, the time of a little while ought to melt your heart with fear. Maybe not today, perhaps not tomorrow, but in a little while, you will have sorrow, even as the faithful rejoice in the joy of their Lord. And to you, the Lord says, repent, come back. I am gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and mercy. He wants to bring you back into the fold, not reject you or push you away. Now, this phrase, a little while, is also a great comfort to those who, continuing in contrition, faith, and love of neighbor, look to Christ alone, who has accomplished all for them in a world that is perishing. Take heart. It is only for a little while. To those who fear, love, and trust in God above all things, Jesus has this promise: I will see you again. And your hearts will rejoice, and no one, not a one, will take your joy from you. You may fear what is to come, even as a pregnant mother fears the pain of labor. The scorn and the hatred of the world is unpleasant, even as the contraction causes a young mother to sweat and cry out in pain in the midst of labor. But the end is near. It is only for a little while. And soon you will be like that young woman who fought through her joyful pain and now looks on the face of her child in a kind of painless joy and rejoices because this baby has been born into the world. And that is the most beautiful picture of Christian suffering in all of the Gospels. For you have sorrow now, but your sorrow will be turned into joy, Jesus says, a joy that cannot be taken from you. For his suffering and death that was but for a little while has earned for you eternity and has been given to you in the lavish washing of water with the Word, and you are fed with the fruit of his cross and the empty tomb as you partake of his body and blood in the blessed sacrament of Holy Communion. Take heart. The gates of heaven stand open for you for eternity. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand and confess the faith of the Church in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things. God, light, very God, very God, begotten, not made.
questions that are listed in our news and notes. We pray for Good Shepherd member Dennis Von Busch as he is recuperating from heart bypass surgery. We pray for the sister of Betty Kieselhorst and Shirley Green being tested for possible return of cancer. We pray for the sister of Darla Posner recuperating from surgery. We pray for Good Shepherd member Deb Prince as she anticipates eye surgery in the coming days. We pray. Holy Father, we praise you for sending to us your Son. His birth has brought joy, true joy, into this world of sorrow. And we are exceedingly joyful at his glorious resurrection and overcoming sin for us. Grant us to be your Easter people and let no sorrow overtake us in such a way that we lose our resurrection joy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we live in a world that is tainted and permeated by sin. Help us as your children to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Help us to reflect the love and forgiveness of Jesus. And as our suffering continues on this side of heaven, give us hope, knowing that it is only a little while until we see you face to face. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send down your Holy Spirit on all preachers of your word. Send forth the good news of the resurrection to the ends of the earth. Be with all pastors, seminary students, vicars, that your word would be boldly proclaimed in the face of persecution to the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, you have brought joy into this world through the birth of children. Open the eyes of all to see every human child, both born and unborn, as precious and worthy of love and protection. Guard all the little ones of our congregation and our city from the attacks of the evil one. Give to all parents calm strength and patient wisdom as they care for their children. Make our church where children are welcomed in your name and taught with your holy word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make all schools, especially Good Shepherd School and preschool, places where the true, the good, and the beautiful things of your creation are extolled. Bless the seminaries and colleges of our synod, that they be places of pious learning, neighborly love, and true biblical truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Great physician of body and soul, remember all who suffer this day. Most especially do we implore your blessing upon all those that we lay before you and all that we name in our hearts. Heavenly Father, grant them grace in the midst of their tribulation. Preserve them from becoming despondent in the midst of their suffering. And if it be your good and gracious will, grant them healing in your perfect time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, bless all those who come at your gracious invitation to receive the very body and blood of your Son Jesus in, with, and under bread and wine. Bless us with truly repentant hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon our 8 junior confirmands who have been questioned and examined and who will pledge their fidelity to You before this altar next week. Heavenly Father, give them strength, courage, boldness, and faithfulness to make the good confession and to live the good confession. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Again, we welcome you to God's house. We pray God's blessings on the word here spoken. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news that our suffering will end in a little while would be yours today and always in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and our offerings. There's a pad at the end of each pew. Please sign your name. Visitors, please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Continue now with the offertory, What Shall I Render to the Lord, page 159. Please stand as you're able.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise You on this day for the glorious resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sin of the world. By His dying, He destroyed death. And by His rising again, He has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God.
Blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created, and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your Word and Spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood, as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand now for our post-communion canticle, Thank the Lord, 164.
Thank the Lord and sing His praise. Thank you.
us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Please remain standing for our closing hymn, 488. And welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's coming right back. He'll be here in just a little while. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Good Shepherd News and Notes. You can check out all the activities and events that are listed there. A couple of inserts as well with relation to school and Vacation Bible School. You may have noticed out in the church parking lot that about half of the church parking lot area has nice, beautiful, colored mulch laid down, and the other half has bags of mulch laying in it. One person suggested today that if every person did a little work on the way out, it'd be done. But, well, we're probably not dressed for that either. But thanks to everybody who helped yesterday. And if you have an opportunity, I don't know if there's an official time planned, Corey, or just whenever anybody can. What's that? Next Saturday? Okay, wouldn't it be wonderful if it was all done before then? Yes. So if you can spare a little time during the week and come and help spread some mulch. If back in the olden days, we wouldn't have had to worry about this because Dave Langemeyer would have done it all himself. Right? Yes. Okay. So, thanks for that. And we have that little need next Sunday at the 10:30 service is confirmation for our 8 junior confirmands. We had questioning last Wednesday night. Went very well. Keep them in your prayers. And we pray, as always, for them and for all of us, faithfulness to the Word of God. Had a little bit of a flashback earlier in the service. One of our former members who left us and moved away is back for a visit today. Remember her as Barb Trail. Now she is Barb Herring. Barb, welcome. Welcome. It's good to see you. Good to see you. And hope everything is well in sunny, warm, retirement village, all that kind of stuff. So good to have you back. Enjoy the visit and the time. All invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. One Bible study today, Ecclesiastes in the fellowship hall. Sunday school opening back in here in about, 7 to 10 minutes or so. Pastor, anything else?
Throughout this past year, we've had a homeschool choir group that's been meeting in our building. They've been using a couple of our rooms for practice. While their usual place, they usually do their work at Zion Presbyterian across the way. They've been using our facility for the past year while they've been doing construction over there. And to thank us for letting them use our facility over this past year, and also as a fundraiser for the radio station, they will be having a concert here at the Fellowship Hall this Thursday evening, starting at 6:30 p.m. And those of us who are around when they're practicing know that it's going to be a very, very beautiful concert. So we're looking forward to it. 6:30, they're in the Fellowship Hall.
6:30
Thursday.
This week.
Thursday night.
This
yes.
week. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. They practice here on Thursdays. They do an amazing job. Vicar? Nick.
Just underlying a couple of things the pastor said. The homeschool choir is actually three homeschool choirs. From 8 to 11, it's called Jubilate Deo. From 10 to 14, that's age. Dale Brosnan and 14 is over his birthday. And they have, as Pastor said, graciously permitted us to take a free will offering, and that will support the community.
Okay. Please join us for coffee and goodies.
And time of study in God's Word. Have a great day and week, at least for a little while. Amen.